Welcome to Bear His Cross, a Christian podcast that strives to help you develop and build your daily walk with Christ through biblical lessons and teachings. Join me and special guests as we travel the biblical road together, learn more about God's Word, and enhance our relationship with Jesus Christ. So we're glad you joined us again. The last time that we joined you all for the podcast, we were discussing the four attributes that Jonah had described God with. And this comes from the fourth chapter of Jonah, the first and second verse. The second verse specifically says that God is gracious, he's merciful, he's slow to anger, and of great kindness. So jumping right back in, Thurston, you go ahead and continue with your thought from last week's podcast.
Okay. Well, I want to just kind of give a quick testimony,
okay,
about when I got saved, and it's been many years ago. I want to share three verses with you that, just in case there's one person watching that don't know what I'm fixing to share, it'll change their life.
When Thurston says he wants to share three verses, that means I better get my Bible drill skills out, because I'm going to be looking some stuff up.
You're going to be looking some stuff up. First place I want you to turn. You remember, Jonah, we just read where Jonah said that God is a gracious God. He's full of grace. He's merciful. He's full of mercy. He's slow to anger and of great kindness. So, you got great kindness, slow to anger, merciful, and gracious.
Okay.
So, that's what Jonah said about God. But I want to show you three verses that I learned when I was, you know, I hadn't been saved a whole long time. And I learned these three, and David, they helped me. There's no way I can tell you how much these three verses, and I'm going to share them.
Okay.
First one's 1 John chapter 1, and you know this one, verse 9. Well, you can read verse 8, then verse 9 if you want to.
What chapter say, 1 John?
1 John chapter 1, verses 8, then 9.
Okay. So, verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Well, that's pretty easy understood right there.
I think that's what people in our family would say. That's pretty plain spoken.
Yeah.
Pretty plain spoken. Do you want to read 9 or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
So, this is a verse that I learned, and it says, verse 8 says, we do sin. If we say we have no sin, it says, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
That so, if you say, I don't have anything I've got to work on, well, you're a liar.
Right. I mean, basically, yes. He says, if we can, so what's our job? What, verse 9, what does it tell us to do?
Confess.
To who?
To him.
To him. If we confess our sins, now listen to this. He is faithful, and that means I'll do it every time. If God said I'm faithful, you got it. I'm going to do it every time.
There's no compromise on that with him.
I'm going to do it every time. He's faithful. So God says I'm going to be faithful in this. You can count on it. That'd be a good way.
Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank. And just, when it says faithful and just, the word just means this is the right thing for me to do.
Well, you know, our world is full of people right now, and they cry justice for, you know, social justice, whatever, racial justice. Well, the real true justice is found in God.
So it says, if we confess our sins, it tells you two qualities of, really three things about God right here. If we confess our sins, that's our job to confess them. He, talking about God, is faithful. Remember, Jonah just said he's merciful. Well, here Jonah's writing three more qualities about God. He's faithful. Means he'll be there every time. He's just. In him forgiving your sins, he's doing the right thing by forgiving you.
True justice.
That's why Jesus came. So he'll not only do it every time, but he's just. That's the right thing to do.
Yep.
to forgive us. So he says, when I forgive you, I'm faithful and just in that. But listen to this. And to cleanse us, and that word cleanser means to make you if you had never sinned.
So what's the, and I'm trying to think of the exact phrasing of the Bible, says he cast your sins as far from the east to the west.
We're fixing to read that.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get ahead of you. I promise, folks, I did not know this.
Okay. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God says, I not only forgive you, but I cleanse you as if you had never sinned.
That's a cleansing we can't do for ourselves.
I mean, have we ever really thought, listen to me for a minute. Okay. Have you ever thought about, I said something I shouldn't or did something I shouldn't. And I went to God and he made me like I had never, ever sinned.
So it's almost, you've heard people say that you'll say things you can't take back. God gives the ability, in spiritual terms, to take it back.
Okay, I want you to turn to Psalms 103 and read verses 11 and 12.
All right, almost there. Psalms 103.
Verses 11 and 12.
All right, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. That's what I was talking about a minute ago.
As far as the east is from the west.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, if you're going to give distance from east to west, it's an immeasurable way to do it.
You can't do it.
See, that's what's amazing about the Bible is scientifically, if they look at things, they gave terms that would, the word we would use is infinity. He separates us from our sin for an infinity amount of distance.
In other words, you're never going to meet them again.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
I want you to turn your Bible to Micah chapter 7. Micah, not Malachi, but Micah chapter 7. Now, that's kind of a hard one to find.
Yep. I'm running Micah. It's right after Jonah, folks.
Verse 19.
Okay, I'll make sure I have the right chapter. 7:19. All right. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Is that where the phrase casting your sins into the sea of forgetfulness?
That's it.
Is that where it comes from?
It comes from Micah 7:19.
Okay. So when we look at the attributes of God and we see that he's gracious and he's mercy and we see what John wrote in 1 John, we're picking up that, number one, we know we have sinned. So there's not one person listening to the podcast that has lived and never sinned. That needs to be understood. So if you're out there listening to the podcast and you're lost, that's a term that we as Christians would put on someone who hasn't accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. If you're lost and you think, I'm outside the boundaries of salvation because I have sin in my life, here's one thing that's important to note. We all have sin.
Everybody has.
There's only one that lived that did not have it, and his name was?
Jesus.
There you go. So when you recognize that you have sin and then you confess that sin, what does it tell us God's going to do?
Forgive.
And not just forgive us.
Cleanse us.
He's going to cleanse us, and he's going to make it, like you said, like we had never even sinned before.
I really want to read one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's really good. I'll let you turn it. Psalms chapter 86, verse 5.
I'm just glad he's not asking me to sing the book of Psalms as we turn to it, because I'm pretty sure. What did you say, Psalms?
86 and 5.
It says 86 and 5 of Psalms.
Well, listen to this verse. This is good, David. Listen to it.
For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee.
David writes, here's what he writes. He said, man, you're a good God. You're a good God. How many times in your life, it's personal, maybe I shouldn't ask it, but how many times in your life have you messed up?
A bunch.
And Satan told you, well, God don't want to, he don't want to forgive you of that.
More than I can count. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I think that's
why that's in the Bible. That's why it's in the Bible. You're a good God and you're ready to forgive.
Well, and the thing about it is, grace is not a license to sin. I've heard that my whole life. I believe that to be true.
Yeah, it is true.
But at the same time, as you grow in your faith walk with Christ and you study God's word, you realize how bad we really are and how we really needed a merciful God. Because even on my best day, I sin. And so on my worst day, I sin a lot. Because, and I mean that in not saying I'm excusing it away. I'm just saying that when I try to be the most righteous person I can be, I fail.
Well, Chuck Swindoll one day said, and I love Chuck Swindoll. I love Chuck Swindoll. You know, he said one day, there's two types of sins in the Bible. The sin of commission, the sin of omission. In other words,
explain that.
There's one sin of violating God's word, like thou shalt not steal.
Okay.
So if I jump in your truck when we get done with this cast and take off down the road and steal your truck, I think you'd agree that'd be a sin to steal your pickup.
It's in the top 10.
Okay. Made the big 10, did.
That's a big 10.
Okay. Well, like the Word of God says that we're to pray without ceasing, or study the Word, talking about the Word of God, study the Word to show thyself approved, or fail not to assemble yourselves together, talking about going to the house of God. Well, how you would break those verses is by not something that you done, it'd be something you didn't do.
Every night when we pray together, my wife and I pray, Lord, forgive us of our sins we've committed willingly and the sins we've committed unwillingly, not knowing better. Would that be a good way to look at that?
I want to tell this, and sure. I told this.
When you do, I've got a verse on read, but you go ahead and tell it.
I was telling this lady, me and her prayed. I prayed for her. I think she said her elbow was really hurting, and I prayed for her elbow. I said, let's pray. But I told her what happened to me one time. And I'll tell about a failure I had.
Okay.
I think it was John when he had his knee surgery.
Okay. And this is my uncle he's talking
about. Yeah, I took him to the Birmingham Dinner Hospital. And I was getting in an elevator. And I met this guy. He was the nicest guy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him, we had a time. We just had the best time talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, he had arthritis in his hands and his, he said, man, you don't know the pain I'm having. You don't know the pain I'm having in my hands. And I talked to him, and I felt I should have prayed with him.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it. He had no more left. And God spoke to me, and he said, why didn't you pray for him so I could have helped?
He put that person in your path.
And I'm telling you, I cried. I'm not ashamed to say it. I thought about God wanting me to pray with him, and I wouldn't.
The Bible verse, it says that sometimes we're entertaining angels unaware.
You know, it wasn't because I didn't know him or, you know, me and him just, I don't know why. I just let the opportunity. He was telling me about his hands, and he just walked off.
Do you think that sometimes we're so quick to think, oh, I don't want that person to think I'm losing my mind or I'm crazy? So we'll kind of skirt around the situation because of that, when God's putting us there because we're supposed to be bold.
Yeah, and I should have prayed for the guy, and I didn't. He was nice. Me and him, we had a great time together, laughing and talking. You know, we just had a great time together. And God said, why didn't you pray for him? And I thought, man, you know, and I thought of that, and I told that lady today when I prayed with her, I said, I feel I should pray for her, and I'm going to. I mean, I'm just going to pray for her.
You didn't want to take that spiritual whipping
again. No, I didn't want to do that again. But, you know, that's why we're saying there's some things that God tells us not to do. Then we do them, and God corrects us. And there's some things that he tells us to do, then we don't do them, like praying for that guy. And that was a failure. It was a failure on my part. And what's so funny, and I pray with people, you know, a lot of people call me every day and we pray. But I remember that failure is what I always, you know.
But, and I think that, you know, God forgives you.
Yes.
He casts it into the depths of the sea, east of the west.
Right.
But I do think that part of being the spiritual walk we're in on this earth is that we have those remembrance of things to grow. Right. And so when we learn from our failures, I used to tell the students when I would work with them, and when I was a counselor, I'd tell them this a lot. I learned more from my failures in life than I learned from my successes.
And I really think that's true with anybody.
It is. So talking about our sin, I want to read you something. If you're out there listening and you think, well, you know, I've listened to these two Yahoos talk long enough about the Bible and I've just got to find another podcast. Let me give you something before you tune us out. If you think that you are unworthy, if you think you are so wretched that God would want nothing to do with you, that Jesus surely didn't die for you, I want to read something to you because this verse is life applicable to David Marks. It is life applicable to Thurston Garrett, to the best, you know, Billy Graham, whoever you want to attribute it to. This is what this applies to. Paul the Apostle, who wrote a lot of the Bible, it says this. Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Now, this is kind of grotesque to say it, but I'm just going to be blunt. When Isaiah wrote this, he was talking about a menstrual cloth. That our greatest righteousness, the best you and I can ever be, is but a dirty, nasty, soiled cloth. That's why we have to have Jesus. So those of you listening, if you think you're beyond redemption, if I can use that word, forgiveness, understand that's what Thurston's trying to tell you, is that God is the God of mercy and love and compassion and forgiveness, and He is, the word that we read was just to forgive us. True justice. He's there to forgive us. Okay, Thurston, go ahead and continue with your thought, because I can tell you, you look like you're thinking about something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, remember I told you I had two or three verses.
Yes,
I got
ahead.
One more, and I want you to turn to it.
Okay.
And this is going to be Luke chapter 15. Okay. And this helped me probably more than any verse after I got saved.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just saying this. There may be somebody listening that's going through what I went through when I got saved. Because when I would do something I shouldn't do, or maybe didn't do what I should do, or did something I shouldn't. We're talking about sin of commission, omission. One is doing something you shouldn't do. Another one's like, you know, you should pray, but you don't pray.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, Luke chapter 15, this verse helped me more than any verse. It's talking about the parable of the prodigal son. The father in this, Jesus is telling it, the Father is God. The Father's God. The Son's me and you.
Yep, us.
We're the Son. So I just want you to read one verse. Okay. Verse 15 and 20. Read that verse.
All right, it says, and he rose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Gave me chills when I read that, by the way.
Oh, it's so good. It's this guy spent his money on prostitutes. So, you know, he had really blown it. He had really blown it.
He had lived a life of debauchery.
Yeah, okay. So he had lived hard and fast. Okay. But the Bible said he came to him. He said, man, what am I doing? When he came to him, said, what am I doing? Back at my father's house, they had plenty to eat. I'm out here starving to death. What am I doing? But that verse 20 there says, he heads back home. He's stinking. He's dirty. He's nasty. He's guilty. He's full of shame. And God sees him. And God sees him, and God's first thought, compassion.
He didn't, he wasn't thinking, I'm going to whoop that boy when I get him home.
Jesus tells what God's first
right
thought
off.
Is. He had compassion on him. He had compassion on him. You know, it's like you got a little two-year-old, and you tell that little two-year-old, now, son, don't play with that bumblebee or that yellow jacket. Now, I know you like little, but if you play that little yellow jacket, it's going to sting you. Well, in a minute, you hear a scream, and he comes holding his finger. Are you angry at him, or come here, son?
Yeah.
You got compassion.
What's your reaction?
It's you've seen him do something that you told him not to do, but it's your love for that boy is what motivates your compassion. But what I love about this verse, it's the only verse in the Bible that has God running.
That's awesome. And you know, I don't know if you're like me. I write with pencil in my Bible. And you know what I've got written under that verse? Gracious Father. Because that's the example that we're given as our Heavenly Father is gracious.
Jesus said God ran. And I want to say this. Read that verse one last time.
All right.
Jesus is describing God. Listen to this.
And we'll read this and we'll close out the podcast whenever Thurston finishes. It says, and he rose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. All right, close us out with your thoughts.
So he fell on his neck. So if you're a hugger like I'm a hugger, God's a hugger. Well, that's what he's saying. He fell on his neck. That means the hug. So God's a hugger. God ran and hugged him.
And he probably smelled bad, so you know it took a little bit of effort to have to hug him.
I'm telling you.
Thank you for listening to Bear His Cross. You can find more information at bearhiscross.com. Also, we want to invite you to go to Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast provider and leave us a rating so other people know about this podcast.